Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Saturday afternoon on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I will take you up to 12:30, and that's baseball comes your way at that time. Last night, tough loss for the Washington Nationals. Disappointing loss for the Nats when you consider, you know, how well they had played in the previous two series, losing the series opener to a team like Miami. Not a good sign. Hopefully, though, they can get off of the schneid this afternoon. D.C. losers of 6 in a row. So, definitely a very trying time right now for the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage gets rolling right here on The Fan at 12:30. Charlie Slows and Dave Jack will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. And then it is a 105 first pitch. You can hear all the action right here on the Washington Nationals radio network. So we were talking all things NBA in that opening hour of the program. The NBA draft coming up in 2 weeks, and I still am sick to my stomach about the way the NBA lottery went for the Washington Wizards. They were tied for the top odds at the number one overall pick, but end up picking 6th, and it feels like despite them having the 6th overall pick, they still have a really good opportunity to walk away with an impactful player in this draft. I think the question is going to be, you know, a couple of things, actually. What happens in front of them, and then what do they control, right? What do they facilitate here? Because they have the opportunity to, you know, walk away with two good players, but the question is, well, do they have somebody on their board that they are, you know, dead set on trading up for? And we know the history and track record of this front office since they've gotten here to town. If they want a guy, they go get him. When they identify talent, they go get him. That's just how it's been. And I don't expect that to be any different this time around. The question becomes, though, one, who are they locked in on? And then two, what are they willing to part ways with to make it happen? Is it a scenario where, you know, the Wizards are looking at this thing and saying, hey, you know, name your price, right? We want Ace Bailey, right? We want Vijay Edgecombe. We want Trey Johnson. Name your price and we'll make it happen. The more and more I think about trade scenarios for the Wizards here in the draft, it gets me thinking about the assets that they have. And in terms of veterans that would be attractive to other teams, Marcus Smart, Middleton, right? Obviously, Jordan Poole is a guy that's been brought up. Look, I think at this point, the Wizards' assets don't really, I don't know how much they entice teams ahead of them in the draft. is basically how I would put it, right? Corey Kispert, another guy that's considered an asset by other teams here on the Washington Wizards because of the contract and then the specialty that he brings to the floor. My question at this point, if you're the Wizards, is are you packaging six? Are you packaging 6 and 18 to move up to get into that top four, or are you staying put? That's the biggest question to me. If you had to inject me with truth serum right now and ask me, hey, what do I think they do? I lean towards them trading up to get a player that they like. The assets that they have are not bad at all. Like, they should be able to move up. The question is, how far will they be able to move up? Philadelphia keeps popping up as, like, that team that the Wizards would be, you know, dealing with here, and it would be Philadelphia trading back from number 3 all the way down to number 6. And you got to wonder, from the Sixers' perspective, what do the Wizards have that you want? And if you're Philly, it may be as simple as this. It's not about what the Wizards have that you want. It's about their cap space that they have and their financial flexibility. They give you an off-ramp for Paul George if you think 1 year was enough of a sample size to know that this isn't going to work. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it ultimately plays out. I want to get to NBA Mock Draft 4.0 from YahooSports.com. At number 1 overall, they have the Dallas Mavericks taking Cooper Flagg, and I think, you know, we all expect that to be, you know, what happens as Flagg is the presumptive favorite for that number 1 overall pick. The other thing that was interesting earlier in the offseason, and we obviously just debunked the Giannis stuff, was the idea of Dallas moving on from the number 1 pick to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo. Obviously, I can't say that's hearsay at this point, or it's here nor there, but it doesn't look like it's something that's going to happen. But I continue to wonder, if you were Nico Harrison and company, that's an interesting dilemma that's at your hands, right? That's an interesting dilemma that's on your plate. Because Giannis is a great player. And when you think about the current window that your team is in, yeah, you're not going to have Kyrie for this year. But when he is healthy, the idea of having Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and Giannis as the big three is bonkers. Think about your defensive front court. Your ability to switch 1 through 5 would be real. Like, that's him going to Dallas would have been scary, but I understand if you're a Mavericks fan out there, if you're a fan of the NBA and think that it wouldn't have been a smart trade for Dallas, I get it, because Flagg is, you know, the younger player. Some may say he's got more upside, but at this point, Giannis is Giannis. You do whatever. But according to YahooSports.com, they have Flag going number 1 overall to Dallas. Number 2 overall, Dylan Harper to the San Antonio Spurs. That's another one that feels like it's a lock. This is where things get interesting. They have a trade. They have New Orleans trading up from the number 7 overall pick all the way up to number 3 with Philadelphia. And the Pelicans take Ace Bailey of Rutgers. And according to Yahoo Sports, league sources continue to confirm that, or excuse me, continue to cite the Pelicans as a team aggressively looking to move up in the draft, with most front office execs believing that Ace Bailey is the target of the Pelicans. Here's the trade that went down in terms of, to give like fans out there of the Wizards kind of a framework here. Pelicans sent pick number 7, a 2026 Pacers first rounder that's top 4 protected, and then Herb Jones to the Sixers, and they got back the 3rd pick in Kelly Oubre, who currently has a player option on his deal. So that's a haul. The Wizards are at 6, so the framework of the deal, I would have to believe, is, you know, similar. And if you're the Wizards, maybe you get a little bit of a discount because you picked 6th and New Orleans was picking 7th. So it's going to be interesting. The Wizards can't put together, like, Herb Jones is better than any player the Wizards can include in a package, right? Like, and that's not including, I don't know if you trade Jordan Poole to move up to 3. That's my whole thing. And that's, I know that's been the rumor out there amongst Wizards folks, and Wizards fans, is like, well, will they trade Jordan Poole? Is this the offseason they trade Jordan Poole? He may be your most valuable asset at this point when you consider him being 25 years of age, having the skill level and skill set that he has, and the contract that he has also is pretty favorable when you consider his talent. You know, he is your best asset. I'll say this, though. Jordan Poole, and look, I'll do my victory lap and pat myself on the back throughout the show and throughout the summer. But I called it. You all put Jordan Poole in a box last year after he struggled the way that he did to start the year. And I always continue to go to bat for him. And I had a lot of couple of really good off-the-record conversations with Jordan Poole in that Wizards locker room to really kind of peel the curtain back and understand exactly who he is as an alpha leader, as a great teammate, as a great friend. Like, he's just a stand-up individual. And you saw that this year on full display, the mentorship of Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, and Bilal Coulibaly, and Sar. For him to embrace that role at his age and then put up the best numbers of his career to this point, I think says a lot about where he is and the growth that he's shown. It also makes me wonder, you know, did other teams around the association see, that Jordan Poole, man, he looks to be back, man. That Jordan Poole, man, he had a really good year for Washington. Do teams look and start calling the Wizards and asking for the price on a Jordan Poole? And if you're Will Dawkins and company, I think you got to have a long, hard convo, because I continue to believe with his age and his ability to put the ball in the bucket the way that he can, he, to me, is still a part of the young core here in Washington. I still do firmly believe that he can be a part of their long-term future in what they do, man. So it's frustrating to know, man. It's frustrating to know that he may be potentially moved, because I think he can be a part of the long-term future, but with the mercy of the evaluator, right? If Will Dawkins and company don't believe if that's the case, then I guess they'll move him. But I don't think they'll move him. I say all that to say this. I don't think they move Poole. I think they view him as a part of the long-term process as well. Number four overall, this is where things get interesting. I'd be stunned if this was how things went. At four overall, they got the Charlotte Hornets taking Con Knipple out of Duke, the other freshman that was in that starting lineup with Cooper Flagg and Kamal Malawach. They got Charlotte taking Knipple, and in the write-up on Yahoo Sports, they write, there's a real chance Knipple ends up being selected in the top five for teams enamored by a sharp shooting stroke, brainy pick-and-roll playmaking, and crafty scoring feel. He's the type of player who can come in and fit right away on any team, including perfectly between LaMelo and Brandon Miller. Look, he's got a mid-range game that can get, you know, deadly and on fire if you let him get it going. Obviously, he can stretch the floor from the perimeter. To me, I just don't know if he's got the chops on the defensive end to warrant a top five pick. And I know he's not shy on defense, right? I know he competes his ass off, gives you maximum effort. That's great. Either you got it or you don't, though. And I personally don't think he's got the foot quickness, the smarts, the athleticism to be a even average defender in the NBA. So I wonder how much that hurts his stock. The offense I have no real question about. He can create for himself. He finishes through contact. Like, he's got some gifts on the offensive, and I just wonder how limited his ceiling is. So the Hornets take Knipple at four overall. This would be brilliant for the Wizards if this is something that actually happened. They took Knipple at four overall. At five overall, the Utah Jazz take VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. And to me, Edgecombe, the third best player in this class behind Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, I know, was in that convo for people too. But with me, Edgecombe, what he showed at the Olympics, going up against pros and bumping the way that he was, looking like the best player on that team that had a bunch of different pros on it, was really cool to see, man. He is just a super athletic energizer bunny that's got the ability to score from all three levels as well. He's as a complete of a player as you'll see in this draft, man. I think his biggest weakness is, can the handle get better? Can he get better in the shot creation department? But his defense, his rebounding at the guard spot, I mean, he's just a uber athlete and somebody that really is going to have a long career in the NBA, and I hope it's here in Washington. So Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer has the Wizards taking Trey Johnson at 6 overall, the guard out of Texas, and I would love that. He is just a clutch shot maker, man. He is someone that I think fits in nicely in Washington, even though they've got Bubb and Jordan Poole. The Wizards don't really want to be a team that, you know, plays with a lead primary guard, or a primary lead guard, rather. Like, whoever gets the rebound, they want them to be able to push it and go. I think having a guy like Johnson in the mix with his scoring ability, you can't have too much of it, especially when you consider what Washington lacked last year. It felt like Jordan Poole, more times than not, was the only guy that can create for himself and others on the Wizards. That's what it felt like. They need to add another guy of that, you know, caliber that has that skill set, because it's going to be tough. What I wonder is how the Wizards view Bubb internally. Do they view him as a starting point guard, or do they view him as a sixth man? Because that may impact whether or not they select him or not. That is who YahooSports.com had the Wizards taking with the number 6 overall pick. Kevin O'Connor, their NBA senior analyst, putting out a mock draft on Thursday. When we come back, you know, we'll take a quick time out here. When we come back, a lot more to get to. They have 2 first-round picks. He's got them taking Trey Johnson out of Texas with the number 16 overall pick. Who does he have them taking with the number 18 overall pick that they acquired from the Memphis Grizzlies? That is next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Talking all things NBA draft, 2 weeks out from the NBA draft. Always one of my favorite times of the year. Here recently, because the Wizards have had a high pick, and every pick that they make from here on out going to determine just how quickly they get out of this rebuild. So we'll continue to discuss the NBA draft coming up here momentarily. I will take you up to 12:30 here this afternoon. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. We'll get you warmed up for Game 2 of Nats and Marlins beginning at 12:35 with Nats on deck. And then a 1:05 first pitch. You can hear the action right here on The Fan. So, Kevin O'Connor, lead draft analyst for YahooSports.com, put out his mock draft 4.0 on Thursday. He had the Wizards with the number 6 overall pick. First and foremost, he had him staying put at 6. That's the first detail in all of this. The second part of it is this. Who did they select? The way his board shook out, he had Con Knipple going 4th overall to the Charlotte Hornets, and that really changes the dynamic of things because I don't know how many front office execs expect that actually to happen, but it allowed Trey Johnson out of Texas to fall to Washington. And I think, ideally, Trey Johnson falling is probably your best-case scenario. So it put the Wizards in a good spot. My comp for him is like Devin Booker, right? Can create for himself, can create for others, three-level score, smooth, silky jumper. Like, he can play. He had a really good freshman campaign this past year at Texas, so happy to see how his game translates to the pros. Like I mentioned, though, the Wizards with 2 first-round picks, they picked 6th and 18th. With the 18th overall pick, Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer has Washington taking Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina. He is 6'10", can defend multiple different positions, but it's just a really good defender, man. Like, pairing him, next to Alex Saar in your front court, you know, really could be nightmarish for teams potentially going up against you for years to come. He just has this bullying, menacing style that he plays with, man, on defense and on offense. I love the kid. I don't know if he lasts all the way until 18. I've seen mock drafts with him going, you know, as early as 10. So, like, I know there's a wide variety of opinions about him across the league. But bottom line is this. If you're trying to get better defensively, if you're trying to have switchability, I mean, he's your guy. I mean, he can flat out get after it. And I think he represents what the Wizards want to be, or what they say they want to be, rather. And that is, you know, defensive-minded. And pairing him next to Saar, I think, would be awesome. Other options around this area at number 18 overall. Thomas Sorber from Georgetown. He's got him going 21st overall to Utah. Here's the thing. If it comes down to Sorber and Murray Boyles being there, I'm taking Sorber. Not just because he's a hometown kid and went to Georgetown. I just think he is a better overall player here. I really do believe that. Great defensive upside. It is just great defensive upside. It's just he's got it all. Wingspan, young still. Like, that would be the guy that I prefer. If the Wizards walked away with Trey Johnson and Thomas Sorber, holy cow. Boy, would you feel really good about where you were organizationally. Boy, would you feel really good, you know, about your future and how quickly you can accelerate this rebuild, man. Like, I am I'm on eggshells, honestly, man, because I don't know what they're going to do. The idea of them trading out or of number 6 overall is what I want to discuss coming up here on the other side of the break. We've seen it reported by a couple of different outlets that it could be a possibility. We'll open up the phones on this as well at 1-800-636-1067. If the Wizards were to trade up from number 6 overall, who would you want them to trade up for? And let's assume, right, that 1 and 2 are out of the question. You're not going to get Cooper Flagg. You're not going to get Dylan Harper. If the Wizards were to trade up from number 6 overall, who would you want them to target? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot more to get to. As we ease our way into the 11 o'clock hour, we will get you some Washington Commanders talk, and we'll get into the little spat that happened yesterday on social media between a radio host and a 5-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle. Super excited to get back into that. But right now, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. YahooSports.com. And Kevin O'Connor, their lead draft analyst, has the Wizards taking Trey Johnson 6th and Colin Murray Boyles 18th overall coming up in the NBA draft. There are rumors out there that the Wizards may be looking to trade up in the draft. If they do trade up in the draft, who would you want them to trade up for? We'll take your calls on that next. This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. You're tapped into the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 12:30 here on this Saturday afternoon as we take you around the DMV. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. You can check us out on the always free Odyssey app. A lot more to get to. Right now we're talking all things NBA draft. 2 weeks out from night one of the NBA draft, the Wizards with 2 picks in the first round. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer projected the Wizards to take Trey Johnson out of Texas with the number 6 overall pick, and then Colin Murray-Boyles with the 18th overall pick. What is on my mind right now is the trade-up scenario. And there have been rumors out there that the Wizards could potentially be interested in trading up from that number 6 overall pick. I feel like, to me, when it comes to the Wizards and trading up, their assets that they have that are valuable to other teams, I'm not really sure. I have an idea of who it would be. I'm also concerned, and I question just how far and how aggressive Dawkins and company are willing to go to make a trade. If they are to trade up, though, from number 6, we assume it's not for Ace Bailey. Excuse me. We assume it's not for Dylan Harper or Cooper Flagg, because the Spurs, as well as the Mavericks, are locked into those 2 picks. If they were to trade up from 6, who do you want them to trade up for? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who would you want them to trade up for? Is it Ace Bailey? Is it VJ Edgecombe? To me, the top 3 players in this draft are Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, VJ Edgecombe. Like, that's my top 3. I have question marks about Ace Bailey. I still think he's going to be an absolute star, and he's got the potential to be a star. I just look at the defensive prowess of Edgecombe, and I look at the way he played for the Bahamas and go, yeah, like, that guy gets it. That guy's ready to come into the NBA and have success right off of the rip. But what say you? 106.7. If the Wizards do trade up from the number 6 overall pick, who would you want them to trade up for? Let's go to Joe in Virginia. What's chiming in? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
You know, I think Con Snipple is the steal of the draft. I think this guy's great. Fundamentally sound defense, composure. I mean, I think the kid's got it all. I mean, you look at that Duke team last year, Cooper Flagg was obviously Cooper Flagg and the recruit and stuff that he is. But, I mean, it's pretty hard to shine on a team like that. And I thought Knipple did just that. Look at the tournament. I mean, the guy was everywhere. Three-level scorer, great defender. I think he's exactly what you want to see. And, you know, as a Wizards fan, that's the guy I want on my team.
At 6, though? You're saying trade up for Knipple, or you're saying at 6?
I mean, if he's there, I mean, it all depends on how the draft shakes out. But, I mean, I think he's a steal. I think that's something we got to get in our team.
So, Joe, I think in this pre-draft process, Knipple is gaining a lot of steam and traction. As I just mentioned, Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer has him going 4th overall to the Charlotte Hornets. That's as high as I've seen him mocked. And we're starting to, you know, see it as we get closer. You know, NBA talent, or scouts, rather, a lot higher on him maybe than media members are. So we'll see ultimately if he is the guy. I appreciate your call as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. I'll be real. They trade up for Con Knipple, I would lose my damn mind. If they traded up from 6 to 3 and they took Con Knipple, I would have a Knip shin, point blank. I would be absolutely beside myself if they traded up for Con Knipple. And I agree with all the things Joe just said. Like, he accurately described Con Knipple. I just am not sure how good can he be. His ceiling to me is limited. I don't think he's a good enough athlete. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being biased towards Con Knipple. Maybe I'm just being biased. But he's just not my cup of tea. There were Wizards fans out there earlier in the pre-draft process talking about, oh, he's another Corey Kispert. That's the one thing I will push back on. He is not Corey Kispert. That's no disrespect to Corey Kispert, but Con Knipple, much more skilled, has much more substance and depth to his game than one Corey Kispert. And I don't think they're comparable shooters. Like, Con Knipple is a real deal sharpshooter. Corey Kispert's not, and he struggled to shoot the ball last year. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If the Wizards stick and pick at 6 and 18, we'll expand the question here. If the Wizards stick and pick at 6 and 18, who are some guys you'd like them to take? And then if they decide to move up from that number 6 overall pick and trade up and get a guy, who would you want them to trade up for? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Look, I think the guy I would get if I was Washington, I would stay at 6, and I would get the center from Duke. And here's the reason why. I know what you're saying about Trey Johnson is true, and everything else is true about him, and that's great. But Linnell, to be honest, when I look at this team right now, I see a lot of guards. And the problem that I have with Dawkins, and this is what I have with everybody else, in the midst of your rebuild, you have to have a core, okay? You got to get your core and where you are. I honestly think I wouldn't even entertain thoughts about Jordan Poole. I would keep him because I think this is where Jordan Poole has made his mark. You got to stop trading people off. Look, Shea Gilgeous. SGA was a trade piece. He came from the Clippers. He wasn't drafted from OKC. Right. So you could make – I mean, I think Jordan Poole can be that dude, and you could just get yourself a center, someone in the big side, and then maybe at 18 draft someone who could be a bench player. I think you got to solidify that front court first.
You need to.
I think that's the most important thing because – and I would get the guy from Duke and move Czar to the four and go from there. Trey is great. And I'm not saying he's not, but do you really want Trey Johnson with Buff Carrington? I think that would be a conflict of interest.
See, I think it comes down to, well, how do you view Buff Carrington? Because one thing, as electric as Buff was, he played really well.
I mean, if that's the case, then why did you draft him in the first round? If you view Buff Carrington and you're going to get Trey Johnson, then you've already made a mistake by drafting Buck Kerrigan at number 12 last year, or number 11. That's on Dawkins.
If yeah,
you're
I mean,
drafting Trey Johnson, that means you don't view Buck Kerrigan very well.
I don't think – I mean, he's just a different player than Bub is. Trey Johnson's got 25-point-per-game potential. That's not who Bub is. He is a true point guard that has the ability to, you know, spot up, shoot. I think the thing for Bub where he struggled last year is can he create off of the bounce and get downhill, right? Like, we know he could get to his mid-range and the step back and all that, but his free throw numbers and attempts were way down last year. I don't know –
but
if he has the athleticism.
That's true. And we don't know. And, you know, we don't know how Trey's going to be when he gets in the league.
That's true. Yeah, he could be not
ready. I feel you. You got to wait and see if these guys can mature first, man. This is Bub's first year. That was his first year. He was playing around. He was playing behind a lot of people. He didn't get a lot of minutes. All I'm saying is this. So you guys, if you're Will Dawkins, the one thing you got to come out of this draft, I have to solidify something on this team this year, either the front court or the back court.
Yeah.
Personally, I like Jordan Poole. I would keep him. I would keep Jordan Poole.
I feel the same way, Mark. I feel the same way about Jordan Poole, and it's crazy because he, and we talk about it on air all the time, was really instrumental in the growth of the young guys last year, giving them confidence, showing them how to be a pro and how to work. Say what you want about Jordan Poole's shot selection and him arguing with officials. He works as hard as anybody in the NBA. He is a gym rat.
Absolutely.
So all of that wears off on them. I agree. Like, he would be considered a foundational piece to me moving forward. Mark, I appreciate the call as always. We got to hit another break up here. 1-800-636-1067. That's interesting to me. Are other people in the same camp when it comes to Jordan Poole? I want to take your calls on that as well. 1-800-636-1067. If the Wizards are to make a trade coming up in 2 weeks in this NBA draft, who would you want them to trade up for? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, YahooSports.com. So we're all Yahoo Sports this morning. Had some intel on the Wizards and their draft plans, including whether or not they want to keep Jordan Poole around long-term. We'll give you the latest on Jordan Poole's future in D.C. next as the Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 12:30 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Then we get you geared up for game number two of Nats and Marlins. Nats trying to get off the schneid, man. Last night was a tough watch. If you were at the ballpark, I'm sure that 2 hour and 14 minute rain delay was not fun, but it feels better when Nelly is on the back end of it. Nats tried to rally there, but Jose Ferrer coming apart during his, you know, one inning of work. It's tough because you can't – first of all, getting in the 6-0 hole against Miami is the first problem, but losing the way that you did, rallying and then losing, and it's heartbreaking and it could be mentally taxing. We'll see. If the Nats are able to right their wrongs, coming up here this afternoon, it is a 105 first pitch. You can hear the action right here on the Fan. Talking all things NBA draft, we are 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. The Wizards own the number 6 and number 18 overall pick coming up in the draft. The big question for me, and what we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067, if the Wizards decide to trade up in this draft, who would you like them to trade up for? Is there a certain player that you've got the hots for that you've been watching during this pre-draft process that you really, really, really want here in our nation's capital? 1-800-636-1067. I'll answer the question as well. If they're going to trade up for a guy, trade up for VJ Edgecombe. I really believe he's got what it takes to be a bona fide star in this league. Like, I really do believe that. And I think it also follows, you know, the identity that you've laid out for yourself. You want to be a defensive-minded group. Not many, you know, defenders in this draft are better than VJ Edgecombe. So we'll see what happens. I'm not trading up for Colin Knipple. And the more and more I think about this, the more and more I'm like, what the hell are people thinking? Anybody willing to trade up for Colin Knipple, like, question your basketball acumen. I question your knowledge of the sport. Totally. Like, it just is what it is. 1-800-636-1067. VJ Edgecombe would be the guy that I trade up for. I wouldn't think twice about it. The big question when it comes to a trade for the Wizards is what type of assets do they have and what would they be charged in a trade? YahooSports.com put together a piece, or aggregated a piece from Clutch Points. Jordan Poole. This is a quote from Clutch Points. Also worth noting, around the league, there's growing belief that Jordan Poole could be moved either on draft night or later this summer. That potential shakeup adds another layer to Washington's draft strategy. It could open up a path for a new backcourt face. So, look, Jordan is just about to turn 26. He's just entering his prime. Like, it's just tough because, like, I think at his age and his skill set, there's a lot left there. And he could really, 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 you know, still be a high-quality player in this league. Last year wasn't a fluke is basically what I'm saying about Jordan Poole. So the idea of trading him, I would hope you're getting back some damn good draft capital. 1-800-636-1067. If the Wizards trade up from 6, who would you want them to trade? And I'll also ask you this. Would you move on from Jordan Poole? Is he a part of the long-term future for the Wizards? Michael is in Vienna. What's chiming? What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing great. When I'm watching these playoffs, first of all, I'll go on record, I don't want them to trade up. You know, I think the talent evaluators got to do their job.
Yeah.
You know, SGA was a number 11 pick. Halliburton was a number 12 pick. Now, the Wizards are stocked with number twos. What do they got? Two number two picks on their roster. I can't remember what else. But you don't need a number one overall pick to be a contender.
No,
you know, you need to do your job as a talent evaluator. Then you need to do a coach in developing it and giving a team identity, teach them how to play some defense. So I think you stick with number six and get somebody that's going to be number six player in the world. It's got to be good.
It's a good spot. It is a good spot. Is there a player at six that you have in particular?
You know, God, that's a good question. Not particularly. I wish I did, and I should have been more prepared.
No, I got you. No, you're all good, man. I think a lot of people out there feel that way. I know Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper are the prize picks of this draft, and we appreciate the call
right.
Always. Appreciate the call as always, man. So, like, those are the two prize bulls of the draft and who everybody wants. It is going to be tough for the Wiz to end up with either of those two guys. It's really a pipe dream. At number six, though, I mentioned Trey Johnson. The other guy I would be really high on is Kamau Malawach out of Duke, and I think one of the previous callers brought him up in terms of like what he could be and how pairing him up next to Sar. I mean, it just makes your defense a hell of a lot better. You got 2 7-footers down there. And you think about the Wizards and their inability to rebound and alter shots at the rim over the past couple of years. He is exactly what they need. He is. Edgecombe, though, will probably be the only one I trade up for, knowing what the other guys are. And it's crazy because early on during this, I was a big Ace Bailey guy. But the more and more homework and research I've done on Ace Bailey, I have question marks, right? There's a boom. It's a real boom or bust when it comes to him. Like, I think at his peak, he's in the tier one of players at his position. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. 1-800-636-1067. In terms of Jordan Poole and if the Wizards should move him or not, I think last year, heading into last year, I think a lot of people would have been like, yeah, move him. What could you possibly want with Jordan Poole? After a career year this year, knowing he's just about to turn 26, I would love to know, like, do people view him as a long-term piece here in Washington? 1-800-636-1067. Do fans view him as a part of the future? Do fans view him as a key cog in this rebuild, or is he expendable? Because according to Clutch Points, the Wizards may be fielding calls on him. What would be the asking price for Jordan Poole? If the Spurs told you, and look, this is obviously, there's no chance this happens. Let's use the Sixers as an example. If the Sixers told you, hey, give us Jordan Poole and 7 overall, and we'll let you move up, or 6 overall, rather, we'll let you move up to 3. Like, if that was the case, would you do it? Like, should the Wizards do it? It's just tough, man. It's just tough. I got G from the shop tweets at me and says, Jan Vesely went number 6. History tells us the Wizards are going to mess it up. If Queen or Bailey is there, pick him. The Queen thing is interesting to me, man. Like, it's interesting to me because I think he's got all the talent in the world offensively. I always say it. Like, he can score. The finishing ability, the footwork, the athleticism at that size, like, it's phenomenal. The question I have is, can he guard? And if I'm asking that question about a guy I'm taking at number 6 overall, he's probably not for me, especially when you consider just how good he is, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out. The asking price for Jordan Poole, I think, is what I get caught up on. If you can get a fair deal, if you can maybe get over on a deal, do you do it? I would think Will Dawkins and company pick up the phone. This Yahoo article that we're referencing right now has the Orlando Magic as a potential trade partner with the Wizards. And in this trade, the Magic received Jordan Poole and the number 40 overall pick, and the Wizards received back the 16th overall pick, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Jonathan Isaac. Is that worth it? If you're the Wizards? Like, to me, probably not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot more to get to. Our guy Blessed in the DMV tweets at me and says, I like what Poole did last year, and I think we should keep him. Is that the mindset of Wizards fans out there? We'll take your calls on that next. 1-800-636-1067. Like, knowing what you know about the current state of this Wizards rebuild, 2 first-round picks this year, you're in a situation where you're probably going to be lottery-bound next year. Is it time to offload Jordan Poole if you're the Washington Wizards, or do you think he is a part of their long-term future? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that. Plus, when we get back, we will begin to get into the burgundy and gold. Before we get into the X's and O's, we got some new info on RFK 2.0 and where things currently stand with that. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.